We'll start again from Boy even I. A number of questions going back and forth. So Rav Kahana and the Bnei Rav Chia. So Boyu, where are we? It's about 10 lines from the top. Bo minayu, asked for them. Mahu, he asked for them. Mahu likmoitz mezeh alzeh. So you divided the isar into two halves. Can you take kmitza in one half and also have in mind the other half, which is separate? Do we say tziruv? We just said before that the keli combines them all. Do we say tziruv is ma'at toidin, regardless of whether it makes things easier or harder, it always combines them as if they're one, so therefore the kmitza helps. Oy de rabbanon, or perhaps it's only the rabbanon when it comes to tumah, we say that they all combine, but not when it comes to, so it's only the chumrah, but not to be mekel and say that you can do a kmitza in one half or the other half. Omrullah, they said to him, Zula Shemanu, we didn't hear this, Ki Yitzhak Shemanu, but we did learn the Mishnah yesterday, which says it now. We learned the Mishnah. Shnei Menachas, Shalai Nikmitz, so you have two Menachas that you didn't give Kmitzah from, so they're both now Tevel, they're both larger for flower offerings. When he's Arbazubazu, they got mixed up together. Im Yachal Likmaitz, Mazu Bifne Atzma, Mazu Bifne Atzma. That means right now we think that there are two halves of the Keli. Even though they're stuck, they're all connected in the middle, but the two halves, so you can go to the right, and there's enough there sufficient to take a kmitza on the right, on its own. And it's sufficient on the left to take on its own. Sufficient there, you can do kmitza on either one, from both sides. Not the possum. But it says clearly here, if you can do kmitza, it's kosher. Now, why would it be kosher? That the chayda, the parts all mixed together, and the parts on the right side that are mixed into the left side is not touching the kaimitz. So we see that even though it's not touching, nevertheless, the kaimitz is sufficient because they're all inside the same keli. So the same thing in your question here, the two halves you can do kaimitz on one side, and it might see everything that's inside this keli. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, says Rava, who said, Dilma, perhaps, begushin ha-mechulokim, perhaps that the two entities are separated, so you can make like a comb. That was, and a comb, one side is like one long line, they're all, it's all there, and the other side, you have teeth. So maybe part of it you have that the kremitz is touching everything. It's definitely covering the entire thing. But also, well, you have parts of the shirayim that are mixed up of the two parts, but the kremitz is touching everything. And therefore, that there's no raya. My havilos, a bottom line, ultrashuddha, so what is it? Omar Rava says, Rava, Toshma, come in here. The Tanya, we learned it says the pasuk v'heidi mimenu. You should lift from it bekumtzai. You should when you make a kaimitz. It says menu loshen yochid min hamechubed. They should all be attached. Says the Braisa shalay yava isar and b'shnei kelim. What's negating? What's it being shoyl? Don't take this isar and divide it into two halves and then place it in two separate utensils. The yikma is going to give kmitza. Is mashma habikliyach dum yudishnei kelim. But what about inside one keli similar to kelim? How that you divide the two halves of the sarin inside the keli into two sides? Kmitz, it's valid. Amalei Abayi says no. Dilma, perhaps who said that's what it's negating? Only if it's two keli, but one keli is good enough, even though the two separate halves. No, maybe it means something totally different. Maybe Dilma shnei keli. What's no good and what's good? Maybe two halves are not touching each other. It's terrible. It's no good. It's all too much touching each other. But hey, chidami, what are we talking about? Keep going. Kefiza bekava. You have a small keli sitting inside a large keli. So you have two keli. One, a very narrow keli sitting inside a larger keli. They both go all the way to the top. And then what happened was, and you put in the inside one the fully saran, but it can't fit in. So it goes over the sides and it goes into the bigger keli. So even though they're touching each other, because it's contiguous to each other, because inside and the outside, the outer keli and the inner keli, whatever's inside is all touching each other.
They're actually in separate
keli. Because it's going above the line.
It's over the edge of the
keli. Of both keli. Yeah, you have a keli like this.
Yeah, and it overflows.
No. You have another bigger keli, much bigger like this, but they all end up for the top is the same height. So you put it over here, and this is less than the amount of his sodden. You put it over here, let's say half of his sodden, and the balance goes over the side into here. So it's all touching, but because it's going above the walls of the keli, it's not considered one kelim, it's two kelim, and that's why it's no good. When would it be good? But it's all touching. So when would it be good? What's the contrast? What would be good is the avgav darivim elo, even though the mamish mixed together above, kivon the mifsig mechitzos the kfizim mitata. Since the fact is that it's a keli that inside completely separating the two, it's no good. What would be the contrast? But one keli similar to kelim. Let's say you have with the tanegolim, it's like a chicken coop, with the trough where they eat, and you have over there you have water and you have the fodder, and you don't want the two to mix together. So you have this.
What if the outside was a bit taller?
It would be very different.
Right, so then why can't we just put that?
Because I guess he's trying to say over here, but this is exactly what he's saying here. It's exactly what he's saying here. That the inside, it's exactly what he's saying here, but in a different way. He's saying here, you're right, why didn't you say it's a simple case like that? But the principle is the same. Arivosa Shatana Goylin, the wall, Avagav the Mivskim Mechitzasa, you have a Mechitza there on the bottom, your Mechitza goes up, let's say, 1 foot, but the actual river might be 10 feet high. You have a chitzah 1 foot, and then you have a half of yisodin on one side of it, half of yisodin on the other, and they're touching each other. Hanagi, it's touching it. That's why it's good. So, in other words, the fact is that they're still all part of each other. Avol hacha, but in our case, you have two halves of yisodin, disparate from each, and they're totally not touching each other, even though they're in the same keli. How do you know that you can claim it from one half of yisodin and be made to the other half? The nagiya klal, tibaylach, still remains a question, and we don't have an answer. Well, Rav Yehuda, you ask a question. What about seed of kli v'chibah mayim? What about if you have like this? You have, let's say, A, B, and C. A and B are both inside the keli, two half of Yisraelis. And what we said before, that if A becomes tamei, B automatically becomes tamei because the kli is mitzarfon. Not only mechabez, but mitzarfon. Fine. But then you have C that's outside of the keli, but there's some kind of water, a trail of water, says Rashi, that attaches the outside of the keli, that C, to B. There's water going from B, you know,
so
to C. So the question is like this: the power, how powerful is the tumor that came through this kli mitzarfon? This is all by ear. You know, how far does it go? Mao, the shaila is, so Mao, what would it then be in this case? So the question is: if B is metame C through this chibur maim. The shaila is like this: Kitnan kli mitzaref mashav b'toche A is metame B because it's all inside. Hani mili ligavoy because anything inside the keli becomes tame. Avol de broi loy but does not have the capacity to continue to see. Can't go any further. Or do we say that since they're all inside the keli, they all become like the same? It's not like different levels, all the same, and therefore B is like A, and A is like B, and therefore B has the capacity to metamisi. If you can tell me kivon the mechaber mechaber, that now that B became tamei, it's just like A, so B has the capacity to metamisi. What about the other way around? What about chibur mayim v'tzidim kli, that the water, this thing, the sea is what's that's tamei, and sea is metamei, B through chibur mayim, v'nogat tful yayim b'chutz, and the tful yayim came along and it was metamei sea. A tful yayim is somebody who went to the mikveh, he's just waiting for Herav Shemesh, and it's still metamei, but it's a low level of tumah. And he touched sea, mouth, and sea now metamei, B, does the B, because B l'chatzchila came tamei through a week away, does the keli mitzarev B to A, that it gets metamei or not? In other words, we would have thought that tzidiv only works if the tumah took place inside the keli. If the tul yoim came and touched the yisaron on one side of the keli, then the keli is inside of the tumah. But here the tumah took place outside of the keli. And then via the outside of the keli became tummy, you know, through a second generation to inside. Does the keli mitzadav in such a case or not? So what do you want to ask?
That just be chlal. When a tul yoim touches something, what degree of...
He's a sheni. Tul yoim is a sheni.
He's a sheni, okay.
But by machmir when it comes to all these things, that's why if you remember by paraduma the chachamim went dafka out of the way, a tul yom should be the one who's doing it and everything else. They hold tul yom can't do anything. Yeah, this is looking. So the shaila is ki tanan kli mitzarav nogim gavoy only if it came to me the inside. Alva bray loy if it came to me the outside. No, you will know made no difference. Take boy rav another question, full of questions. Rav came and asked a question. What about Isorin Shechilku? An Isorin that was divided in half, two halves. The Nitma Echad Mehen, and one of them became Tamei. And then he put the Venicha Bebisa. And he put the two halves inside a keli, the one that was tame and the one that and the other half of the thing, it wasn't tame yet. Yeah. And the shaila is, where are we? Came along at full yaim. No, it's like this. When do we say that keli is mitzadif everything inside if it became tame while they're both sitting inside the keli? They're both inside the keli, and then the tool came and touched one side, so while it became tame, the other one was there. So the question, so the keli is mitzadif. We had a question that C was outside the keli, but B and A were inside the keli at the time. But B was out, C was outside the keli, is with tame, B doesn't have the capacity. But in this case here, where you divide the sudden into halves, you put in one half, no problem. The other half you put in, that already became tummy before you put it in, inside the keli. There's no question the keli is not the mitzad of the two, because the tumma did not take place inside the keli. So what is that question? While they were sitting there inside the keli, they came along with full yom and touched the one that was already tummy. In other words, once something is tummy, can you add tumma to it, or do we say no? There's no question if it's a weaker tumor and you're adding a stricter tumor, a severe tumor. Of course, it increases it. But if you had a severe tumor and came along a lenient tumor, does anything happen at all, or we say nothing happened here at all? And therefore, because if something happening right now, then mitzat sir of keli B would become tummy. If nothing happening right now because A already has such a severe tumor, then B does not become tummy. That's a shaila. Me, I mean, do we say the concept of sovel le tumma? Do we say a concept that's an ungezat, sated with tumma, and that's it for a fal, and you can't do anymore? Or not? Omele by me, I mean, will you get this idea that there's a concept called sovel le tumma? But now, let me tell you a case in the Mishnah which seems clearly that you can pile up tummas even if it's a weaker tumma. Sardin tame. Let's say you have a sheet that's tame midris. Tame midris is stepping on it, trampling on it. And a tame midris, we have a special din that if a zov, you know, saliva, whatever it is metame, it becomes a zov's tumme makes the thing equal, ranks it equal to whatever he was, an avatumme. Usually when you have a tumme, it continues going down generation by generation. But not by a zov, a tame midris where he's sitting on it. You know, he's literally standing, he means sitting on it. And another chiddush is, two chiddushim. One chiddush is that it becomes the same level of tumma as a zov. The second one is if there were 10 mattresses, one on top of the other, sits on the top one, the bottom one has the same level of tumma. So, tummy midris, and then the osu villain, you say, you know what, uis midris, I'm going to turn it into a curtain. So when you turn it into a curtain, it no longer has that tumma's midris capacity. Tumma midris only if it's something to sit on. So they turn the curtain, the din is toy and a midris is no longer to a midris, which means a midris is an avatumma, so it can metame a person. The moment you turn the curtain, it's no longer avatumma, it's a rishna tumma, and a rishna tumma can only metame oichlin a mashkin, cannot be metame a person. So it loses its tumma because it's no longer made for sitting on it. What do you call it? But what is it? Avotome magamadis. It still retains a tumor of magamadis. It still has a tumor, a traditional tumor, as if a madis touched it. It touched a madis. Because why did it touch a madis? Because the material keeps on touching. The threads are all touching each other. So therefore, it's like a tummy. It's not magamidis. A magamidis is a tradition. So it's matame oichel mashkin. That's what Chum say. But Rabbi said, no. I hold that since the all these threads are internal, it's a tumas, it's called a tumas besa starim, and a tumas starim is not metami. So Amar Rabbi Yaisi says, Be'ezim midris nogazah. What do you mean midris squad? The threads touching each other, that's garnished. So that's not tummy. Ella. But I'll tell you when I agree with you that it's tumma maga midris. She'im noga by hazov, tummy maga, has tummy. In other words, The zov sat on it, so that's tumas midris, and then he touched it as well. If he touched it, it became two tumas. It became tumas midris and tumas maga midris. Then, if you open up the sheet, and even though it loses the tumas midris, it still retains the tumas maga midris. So what do you see from here? Maga midris is a lower one. Exactly. And still there. Maga has a zov. The zov did touch it, it becomes tummy. I feel a little safe. Even though first what happened was it became magamidris. First it became midris, dissolved sand in it. And then afterwards, he stood up, whatever, he touched it. So we see that it had a severe tumor first. We're learning that because you don't make any qualification, what's talking about? It's talking about even the case where it became the severe tummy first, and then the lenient tummy, and still the tumor is chal. So therefore, you see, there's no such concept as sova tumor that is somehow another seide of a tumor. Says the Gemara. By my, according to you, your svara lema, let us say, sova le tumor. Let us say that it's already it's sated with tumor, and you can't add any more tumor to it. Amalei said, Rava said, who told you that the order is the way you said? You decided that first the zov sat on it, so therefore it's a tumor of some midus, and then he touched it magen midus, and you're asking a question: how can a lenient tumor fall on top of a severe tumor? Maybe it's the other way around. Maybe first the zov touched it, and afterwards he sat on it. So maybe first it was the more lenient tumor, and then afterwards he added. And everyone is minded that if you have a severe tumor, it's going to be chal on the more lenient tumor. Omal is always at the bayu. How do you know the high sheim noga by zov lebasa midas dima mekami midas that be tumor chamura tumor kala. Aval hochab over here. So therefore, maybe. But in our case, the ide tumor kala loy. But my question is, in our case over here. So both the tumor kala, it's not chal over here. That's my question. That maybe that if the tul yom came along and touched the isar and inside the keli, it's no more tumor than what was there before. So therefore, nothing happens. Nothing happens. So you must let you know. So Abai said you misunderstood me. Elam is safer. I'll bring a knife in the end of that Mishnah, that one, that you cannot add to me. How do I know? Because it says, Moide Rabbi Yossi is Moide B'shnei Sadinin HaMekupolin. You have two folded-up sheets. You have sheet A, which is on top, above, and you have sheet B, which is below. U'menachin Zelzeh, they're both on top of each other. V'yoshav Zov Aleyen, and the Zov sat down on it. Sha'elyin Tamei Midris V'tachin Tamei Midris. The Tachin now, I just told you before, one of the unique dinim about a Tumas Midris is that all the sheets have the same level of Tumah. But here you have a Chumra in sheet number 2 over sheet number 1, and that is Umaga Midris. Sheet number 2 is touching sheet number 1. Sheet number 1, remember, is Tumah Beisah Stadin of Yisrael, so the threads don't tam each other. But it's touching sheet number 2. So sheet number 2 has two Tumas. Has a Tumah of Tumas Midris and Tumah Maga Midris. And Maga Midris is a more lenient Tumah. And Rabbi Yossi said that, well, I agree with you, that if you hang it up, it loses Tumas Midras, but it has Tumas Magen Midras. So we see clearly that B'Sha'as Maisa, when you had the severe tumor, this didn't happen before.
So the weaker one was existing at the same time.
Yeah, but it didn't happen before. You, Rabbi, wanted to say, answer that first came the Magen Midras, and then came the Midras. Now, Tumah Chamura and Tumah Kala. But no, it did not happen before, it happened at the same time. Says the Gemara, it's still in the Raya.
But two separate sheets.
No, the second sheet has two tumors on it. But the unique din of Tumas Midras is... No, the second one is the one on the bottom. The law of Tumas Midras is...
The Zov made the top one tummy.
Yeah. And touching it. By sitting on it.
By my Midras.
And as a result of that, the tumor goes down...
In the same level.
But all and above that, the second one also...
Is touching the...
Because it's been touched by the...
Exactly. So it has two tumors, a severe and a more lenient one. And the lenient one didn't happen first. It happened at the same time. And yet we see that it raises Midras, that if you turn it into a curtain, so you lost the Tumas Midras, you still have a Tumas Magen Midras. Of course, says the Baiter Rava, my lame according to your Svara, Sovel Tumma, Ongazat Tumma. So Rava said again, it's different. Hosam Bevasachas, like Yimmy pointed out. Over there, it happened at the same time. The severe and the lenient Tumma at the same time, therefore it's Chal. Hocha Bezachazah, here first it became Tummy outside of the Keli, and then you place in the Keli, came along until you ever touch it. That's my question. And with no answer. Baiter Omar Rava says another question. Rava came along and said, like this, Yisarin Shechalku. So you have A and B. A is a half of Yisarin, and B is a half of Yisarin, and then the Ovid Echad, you lost A. The Hifrish Achatachtov. So you separated C to replace A, right? A substitute for A. And then the Nimtza, and then you found Harishon, you found A. So now suddenly you have A, the original A. So B is the B is a constant. B was always here from the beginning till now. B always, first B was meant to be connected with, combined with the A, and then B was supposed to be combined with the C, and now we got all the three together. Now remember, a mincha can only be one Yisarin. Now we have one and a half Yisrainis here, right? We have A, that's a half Yisarin, B, and then C, the substitute for A. Now what happens here, and you put them all inside the same keli. Nitma avud. What happens if a tful yom came along and touched A, the one that got lost? Is what happens then? So A and B are connected, but A has no connection to C. A and C were never around at the same time. Avud v'rishim is tarfin. So the A and the B, they combine. And through Tzir of Keli. But C does not. Mufrish A Mistarif. Why? Because C was not around when A was there. Because when you put C, when you set aside C, the only reason why you set aside it, because there is no A. So Bishas Maisa, you had no, in your Machshava, you had no connection between C and A. What about Nitma Mufrish? Let's say C became Tameh. Then Mufrish Vidish Mistarif. Then Mufrish Berishim Mitztarfin. So the three is C and A are Mitztarif. C and B are Mitztarif. But over there Mitztarif. C and B are Mitztarif because again, when you set aside C, your intention was to combine it with B. But A is not Mitztarif because the whole reason why you set aside C is because there is no A. So there's no combination, no link between the two. What about Nitmarishim? What about B became Tamei? B connects to everything. B lechatchil was together with A, and then later was supposed to be together with C. Shnei mitzarfin. So Rava says they all combine. Abai said disagree. I hold that filu nitma echman anakev, which becomes tamei. Shnei mitzarfin. Everything else comes tamei. Why? My time. Kulu b'nei bichshel adodininu. They all are here because of the mincha. They're all here for the same reason. Who cares? B'shas ma'izi. You thought about A. You thought about C. The fact that they're all here for the same mincha. They're all there for have a link. They have a link together. And therefore, they're all mitzarfin to come tamei. The chain says right now the chain the same machlek is in your kmitza. They're going to kmitza. What about okay? Kamatz mina avud. You took kmitza from the avud. What a yeter. You took kmitza from A, that part that got lost because it came back now. Is shiyarav v'rishin lecholin. You're allowed to eat the shiraim of A because you gave kmitza, and you also can eat the shiraim of B because when you gave of A, you had in mind A and B. There's no connection between A and C. C was there only if there's no A. Therefore, C, you cannot eat. What about Koma? Same thing. Komat mina mufrish. You took kmitza from C. Shiyarav and Rishon Nechalin. So you can eat C and B. But A, you cannot eat because there's no link between C and A. What about Komat mina Rishon? You took kmitza from B. And then Shneim ein Nechalin. You cannot eat both. Why not both? We just said before, B is connected to A. And B is connected to C because we know you can only have one isarin for a mincha and not two, and not one and a half. And we don't know, so which one now is the other half? Is it A or is it C? When you took B, B you can eat because B you took kmitza and you can definitely eat that half isarin. But we don't know which is the other half that's supposed to be part of the mincha. You can't have all three because you can only have one isarin, not one and a half isarinis. So therefore, you don't need those. So we don't know which one, so therefore you don't need A and C. Abai says, I don't care which one you cannot eat because they're all connected. And since you cannot have one and a half Israel, so the one you took kmitza, that's the only one you can eat, the other only that shiraim, not the other ones. And my time of cool now, they're all one. Freddy Gemara, Maskar, Rapapa, has a question. Ober. You definitely, Rapapa has a question, but you're telling me everyone agrees, I Rav, I agree, but the kmitz he took from. That half a sudden definitely you can eat from. Then there's a question, Ika Danka the claim is Lakariv. There's part of the claim is that is not connected. Since you have three half a serenis, so you take the claim, you divide into three. And you have the three, so therefore, and one third of the kaimitz is not going to be connected to anything because you're not going to be makriv it. You're not going to use that shirayim. We say you're not allowed to eat it. So therefore, a third is no good. A dank is a sixth. So you split that into half, and it comes out that because a part of the kaimitz is for itself, which is good. Comes out that a sixth is for a shirayim that cannot be eaten. So therefore, you're not yaitzah. So if shrayim didn't mean, how can you eat it? So shrayim, since part of that claim that you brought up is not attached to a shrayim that can be eaten, it's the whole claim is no good. How can you even bring it? You're asking a question, how you can eat the shrayim. I'm asking a question, how can you even bring the claimants on the Mizbeach? Because one third of that claimants is connected to a half of Yisrael that you cannot eat, so therefore one third of that claimants is like chulin. How can you bring it on the, how can you roast on the Mizbeach? Come on, Rashi says you guys are all wrong. Omar, he says, koimitz bedaita de koyin, tell you that it's not a question at all. Because what happens is you're taking one kmitza. And who's doing the kmitza? A koyin. And in his, what is in his mind? His mind is, I'm doing kmitza for one nisaran. One nisaran, even though I have here three halves, of course, by default, but I have in mind one nisaran. The koyin, he only has in mind one nisaran. The poil, I cannot eat the two half of Israel. I don't know which one was the kmitza is mighty. But the one that the kmitza came from, definitely you can eat, because that one there definitely eats. I'll stop here if you want to continue tomorrow.